Blog Talk Radio.
From the Treasure Sign Studio in Lafayette, Pennsylvania, it's the Sports Show. And now, turn up the volume and get on your feet and welcome in the undefeated, undisputed champion of Sports Talk Radio.
Thank you. Stupid sports show. I hate it so much. Worthless.
You play Madden 15 instead.
Hold on, we have a guest.
It's me because he's playing Madden 16 instead. That's what he writes. Can you pull another chair on that for you? Hello.
Where's
it loading up? Is it loaded up already? Hello. Are you dying, Convy?
Yeah.
Can you pull a chair next to me? Hey, is it on yet? Nope. It is not. Move. Can you
put
a chair next to me so I can
see
if I'm doing? Are you on yet?
We're on the air. We are on the air. What's happening today? What do you got on your schedule?
Dave,
you said you wanted to come in?
Chris,
you wanted to come in.
He just said I'm doing it in person. Now he wants to come in.
Right. Tell what you're doing today.
Tommy Convy has a football game, my brother. So I could go to a football game or not. I choose not, probably.
When's your baseball game start?
2 o'clock, I think.
And who do you play against?
Blue team. If you guys even know that.
From what town?
What?
What do you think is going to happen?
Minnesota. I had a chance to listen to the show last week. I'm doing a lot more driving now for the construction company, and I listened to the show last week. I love the booing. The booing was classic. Was that whoever that was? And the naming of all the stadiums is very good. Great show last week. So I had a chance to listen to that in my truck. So good job on the show.
Thank you.
It was good. The booing one was classic. That was, I follow along. That was epic. He was good job in the booing. I loved it. So my $20, my $10 is still in play with the Mets. All right. I put $10 up in Vegas. And Cubs suck. They just looked like idiots. Got the broom. I don't get that. You at least win one, but if you don't swing at the ball, you don't win, right? You know?
Yes. That is
the only way you win a fishing contest is to go fishing, correct?
Right.
I mean, they're embarrassing. My body, mind, the talking head's excited. His Jets might get a wild card. At least Toronto gave it a run. I mean, Chicago cockroaches, they're embarrassed. They choked on the Mets, but it's feeble old men. It's going to be a fun series. I'm taking the Mets in six. Who are you taking?
I think it's going to be Mets in five. I don't think Kansas City is.
Right.
Mets will come out. They can do so many things. Kansas City can too, but Mets can just deal with better.
Mets are on a roll. They're on a roll.
Yeah.
We got Sissy Ball in town here in town soccer. We're supposed to care. They're going to build a stadium. We're supposed to care about soccer, I guess, now. So, and my Cowboys go to shit. Pull down G, man. You guys have the week off. Chebbles does, right? You guys are at home. You're sitting around, right?
No. That's next
Don't you
week.
Guys?
One more week. We played a
Was
Kansas,
it next week?
And then we have the week off.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm ahead. It's Snowman week. You have the day off. That's right. I'm sorry. I apologize. So you got to go to Tobacco Road. They're undefeated.
Yeah.
And my Cowboys. So it's going to be good to see if you can take down Superman. 49ers are an embarrassment. I mean, that team,
yeah.
I just don't know why they're just ashamed of themselves.
It's time to get off the 49ers team, I would say. Get off,
right. If we
get off the running
right.
quarterback.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't know how to count to five. If you look at Dvorsky, you look at Aikman, the old quarterback. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He doesn't know. Release him and go get shotgun from the Ohio State. Urban Meyer was supposed to be retired, I guess. But I don't know. I think it's a lot of chicklets are done. I know the Vikings have to go to Motor City Kitties. So I think it's going to be a good week 7, but if the Cowboys lose in New York, if they lose in New York, it's over. And the Giants, and you guys have that chance for the – I think it's going to be an interesting week with the East. It's going to be a dogfight, so. Jamie, have a good week. We'll see you next week. Be good. Live from Minnesota. John.
All right. Talk to you next week, Calvin.
He's gone. Yeah. You want to do TV announcers or radio announcers?
TV.
Oh, TV? Yeah. All right. All right, so this week, why don't you explain to the audience what you're going to be trying to accomplish. Fresh off the heels of naming every NBA
No,
around the league.
I did not name everyone. I
despite, you know.
Murder, Tanner.
Two, maybe.
Two. And the youth call.
But you still got them, though.
20 or 30.
So now you're going to do... MLB announcers on television broadcast.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna get zero.
For each team. Well, then why are we doing it? It's on the car. It's running the show. Text them.
You can do
good.
All right.
In the American League, Baltimore Ravens.
What Ravens?
I mean, I forgot what sport we're doing. Baltimore Orioles.
No.
What do you mean, no? What's that mean?
You ended the card and shit. Did you hear? Guy Soon and Jim, whatever, Palmer. He's one of the ones. They have more of us.
Jim
Palmer.
Palmer does,
Guy
yep.
And whatever.
Yep, that's correct. Guy Thorne and Jim Palmer, yep. And Mike, games that Palmer doesn't go to, Mike, who does it?
Mike
Bordick. That's amazing. All right, here we go. Let's go to Beantown. Beantown, who you got there?
When's the last updated?
Going into this year.
It's Don Rosilla and Jerry Ramey, but not even with this. I don't know, got fired.
I don't see that first name you're saying.
What?
Who's the guy you're saying?
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at a bunch of names. There's a million here. Who you got?
No,
you said television. What do you? You said you were doing television.
Whatever. Jerry Stiglione and David
Bryant. My console. Jerry Stiglione and who?
David Bryant.
Yeah, David Bryant, right?
And Don Rosilla.
What is that name? I don't.
David. Play by play.
I don't see that, so maybe...
It's there.
I don't see Donna Sula right here. That off. All right, I'll give you that anyway. You got the two. All right, let's go to the Chicago White Sox.
Ken Housen Hawk is Keith Smith.
That's correct. Cleveland Indians.
Matt Underwood and Rick somebody and Tom Hamilton on the radio.
That's very good. Oh, they do have radio and TV. You're right. Matt Underwood and Rick Manning.
Yeah.
Let's see if we have any callers here. Hold on a sec.
I'm sure you don't.
We do not.
I think you should give up on the caller.
All right. Let's go to the Lions.
Lions.
Tigers.
Mario
and Bears. What?
Mario and Pemba and Ryan.
Right. Let's go to Houston Stros.
This is like Alan Ashby and Jeff Blum or somebody like that.
That's correct. It's so ridiculous how they get. You want to give me? I'll give you an example of how they. Well, let's do the next one, for example. Let's go to the Chiefs. I mean, geez, I keep resorting back to football. The Royals.
Steve Fizdiak and Rex Cutler and
yeah.
Teddy Bradford.
Oh, and my boy!
What?
Jeff Montgomery select games. My boy that I met and became a friend of in Baseball Tour 94. Saw him in three different stadiums. He gave us a ball, signed an autograph, got some pictures with us. Jeff Montgomery, old close. Now, like, look at how ridiculous it is. Like, the Royals for the radio. Denny Matthews, home games and select road games. Brian LeFay, some road games. Steve Fizdiak, some road games. Steve Stewart, select spring training games. Okay, and then the color? Steve Fizdiak, some home games. Brian LeFay, some home games. Steve Stewart, games at Matthews does not work, and select games with Matthews. Joel Goldberg, select games. And then television, Ryan LeFay or Steve Fizdiak. Color, Rex Rutler or Jeff Montgomery, select games. That's like, it's brutal. And that's kind of like how we are now.
It all comes down to Teddy Matthews is like 80 years old.
Okay.
And it's tough. They feel like switch people. There's an article about him, but he's the most unenthusiastic in baseball that the world
can. But they can't get rid of him now because he's a legend.
Yeah.
He's a fixture, and they don't want to boot him. It appears as if there's still nobody in the queue, so we will move on to the L.A. Angels, Anaheim, L.A.
It's Victor Rojas.
Correct.
Correct.
Whose brother goes to our parish. Jeff Gubazai is a member of our parish.
His brother
is the color man for the L.A. Anaheim Angels. Minnesota. Dick. Twins. Dick.
Bramer.
And.
Bert.
Bylaven, home games and select road games. Jack Morris, select games at Bylaven does not work. Roy Smalley, select games at Bylaven doesn't work. Dan Gladden, select spring training games that are simulcast on radio with Provis. New York Yankees.
All right, this is my two people. Michael K.
Michael K. is correct.
John Flaherty. Paul O'Neill, Ken Singleton.
You got, yep, four of them, that's right. Ah, Nurse is ridiculous too, of course.
Yeah.
Well, you know, their play-by-play is, I mean, your color is Paul O'Neill, Ken Singleton, John Flaherty, three innings, only when working with Singleton. Al Leiter, Dave Cone, all five rotate by series. Occasionally two will work with the play-by-play broadcaster. You know? And Francisco Rivera. Does what? Along with Beto Villa. Oh my, Oakland's got just brutal stuff too. Here we go.
Glenn Kiper.
Yep.
Vince. Cotroneo.
Select games. That are simulcasted between TV and radio with Courage and or Culper. Keeper, whatever. Brutal. All right, you're still 100% here. Let me see if we have a caller here.
No.
We do not. We do not have a caller.
Yeah,
all right, so let's go back to the Seattle Mariners.
What is that? Dave Sims and somebody else.
Dave Sims is correct. About 120 games, and he is with
Rich Bridges.
Yeah.
Three guys. One definitely played with the during the Griffey era. Bald-headed guy.
No, he's bad.
That guy is Jay Buhner, but you know who's there the majority of the time?
Yeah.
Mike Blowers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, Tampa Bay Rays. Who you got in that one? Oh, we should know this.
Dwayne Stash.
That's right.
Todd
Callis. Harry the Case, son.
And a bunch of others.
And do we know any of the color guys?
No.
Brian Anderson and the aforementioned
Todd
Callis. All right, let's go to the Rangers. They have a slew of people.
Yeah, I'm in my
They have box. A ton. They have a lot of Spanish network. Oh, they have Japanese, too. Oh, Korean. He Guyan is the color, and Min Hoon Ji is play-by-play. They also have Steve who?
Steve, whatever.
It's Busby. Steve, yeah, Busby,
do
correct.
I can totally like get it off the GoPro and onto the folder. What do I hit?
Control C.
Steve, Busby, and who?
Tom Grebe.
And Tom Grebe, correct.
Fat chubby fingers.
All right, one more team in the American League to go flawless.
No,
we do not have a caller.
I've been going flawless.
You've named every color play by play, which is exactly what we need.
All right,
Toronto. Blue Jays.
Bucks Martinez.
That's correct.
Cash Gordon.
Buck Martinez.
Pat, whatever.
Who wants to go to lunch?
The color guy, Pat.
Yeah.
Tabler.
Yeah.
All right. That is a flawless play-by-play man for the American League MLB. Now, there appears to be no callers. Would you like to proceed to drag the thing, Tom?
Right.
He won't let me drag it.
Well, then, I got to do it. Go give it to Mom. She can do it.
Mom, come here.
National League. Arizona Diamondbacks.
Steve Bessier and
yep.
Bob Crowley.
That's correct. Atlanta Bravos.
Chip Carey.
Yep.
Jason.
Correct. Chicago Cubbies. This is the most clearest one there is. Two guys.
Lancaster.
Correct.
Jim DeShay.
Correct. With no stipulations, no fill-ins, no nothing. Cincinnati Red Stockings.
This is one clear. George Graves. The Red Kings. Tom Brennerman.
Yep.
Chris, whatever.
Welsh, correct. Colorado Rocks.
I can't do that. It's Drew.
Correct.
And the George Press.
Drew is correct. Drew with a G. Drew G. Drew. Not bad, but.
What?
Not bad.
Good.
Drew.
Goodman.
Drew Goodman. And do you know any of his play-by-play guys?
No.
Okay. Vacant, Jeff Hudson, Pewson, and Ryan Spielberg. All right. L.A. Dodgers.
Vin Scully, first three innings with TV and radio, and Charlie Fine and Rick Marcy, rest of the game on radio.
That's correct.
And Vin Scully, the game on TV.
Okay. And who are some of the play-bys? I mean, colors.
Who is it? Rick Monday.
Well, two of these guys work for ESPN. Yeah, Rick Monday is correct.
Charlie Steiner.
Correct. But how about two other guys that... one was a pitcher with the Dodgers. The other one was a...
Girl.
Yeah, shortstop with the Red Sox.
Never mind.
Correct. All right. Miami Marlins.
Rich Walk.
Right.
Tommy Hutton.
Correct.
And Craig Menebee.
Very good. All right. Milwaukee Brew Crew.
Ah!
We got a caller here. Would you like to hold up? 774 is Uncle Tom. Let's do Milwaukee real quick.
First. Nah, man.
You need to...
Yeah.
You want to think about Milwaukee? All right.
I know who Milwaukee is. But let's go to Tommy. How are you, sir?
JC, how about those Temple Owls?
Yeah. 7-0. Surviving a bit. Keep it going.
Unbelievable. Now, what do you think about C.J. Walker wearing the green and silver someday with that rocket of an arm?
I think it might be good. He does have a rocket of an arm. I just think he's accurate and he does not send the ball over, what I have
with. He could become our next Brian Westbrook, grabbing a local guy and putting him in the backfield for 10 years. That would be a nice little find, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be a nice little find. Yes, putting another local kid in the backfield.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not on anybody's radar, but I'll tell you what, that kid could really sling it.
Yeah, he can, indeed.
So what do you think of Sunday night? You think the Birds have a good chance against Mr. McDermott and the boys?
Well, I think Mr. McDermott's boys ain't coordinated is the key because they are quite ferocious at least with those linebackers. And they can really get after you. So I think if we can contain them, I think it could be a good game. If I had to pick mine, I'd lean towards Carolina, because I know they would beat that anymore, but the defense gets after you. So that's, I think, what the edge is.
Yeah, they do. They've had a good run. I don't think they've really had a lot of quality opponents, but they can't control that. So
no, they
let's
can't.
Hope we win the turnover battle, we can win the game. We throw in 3 interceptions, we're not going to be close. So let's hope the former rather than the latter.
Right.
So what do you think of the Fly Boys? Do you like the way things are developing? Big game against the Rangers tonight.
Yes, big game tonight. Another game at home should be rocking. Let's get a statement win. Sure, we're in the early playoff contender picture and really get things going here.
Gotta love that Medvedev.
Yeah, Medvedev, he really skates so well. He's great. I love him.
How about a little trivia on the way out the door? Anything there?
No.
All right, we'll catch it next week. All right, go Birds.
Thank you.
JC. All right.
Yeah. At least you qualified that you came up with it. You know, don't lay this on me. And it's actually a good game. So I don't know what, you know, if people are listening, last week, like, we had Billy Waz, you know, the legend from LSF, LaSalle football historian, right?
Yeah.
And he was listening to it. So actually, I was like, concerned that it was a crappy show, but then I remembered that you were.
Yeah, I was saying it's a great show. Yeah.
He liked it?
Yeah.
Oh. Was he listening to the right show? Maybe he's thinking of Sport Kansas City Chefs.
Maybe.
Sport City Chefs or whatever the heck it is.
It's I think they are defunct.
No. I get emails from them all the time. Oh, Sport City Chefs on the air. Because you signed up for little follows. All right. Brew Crew, go.
It's Brian Anderson and Bill Roxford. And that's the main one. So it's Bill and shit, but...
That's right, Brian Anderson, correct. All right. New York Mets, who unfortunately, first of all, two comments to this. Unfortunately, they're in the World Series. Don't like the Mets a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Did was rooting for him in 86, though, because of my disdain and hatred for all Boston sports. Second thing is, New York's announcing crew is the worst. I hate them. I think they suck. They're nauseating. And after you say the names, I'll start talking about them.
Gary Cohen, Keith Hernandez, Rob Darling, and Steve is on the
road. Yep, Darling's got to go. Cannot stand him. Hernandez, got to go.
What's wrong with
Hernandez? They suck. I don't want to listen to them.
I get MLB TV package for this. It's good enough.
They're not good. No, no, no. You're not a Mets guy.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. The Philadelphia Filties.
Could I get some games they do?
It doesn't really say. Well, do the radio. What happens with that?
Go 50.
Except for
fourth and fifth inning.
Who does that?
Jimmy. Yeah.
Okay.
And Larry Anderson. All right.
And then Larry Anderson, right. Now, they have select spring training games. There was two guys that guessed play-by-play. Do you know their names?
Yeah.
Matt Province and John Schaefer.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Then they have select.
They're Lehigh Valley guy.
In color, they have a select games, but Mr.
Ben Davis, yeah.
Marlon Anderson. And select spring training games with Province, they have John Schaefer. And select spring training games, they have Kirsten Karbach. All right, let's do TV.
Tom McCarthy.
And when McCarthy is doing NFL on CBS, Greg Murphy. And then play caller is?
Matt Stairs.
Matt Stairs, how many games?
108.
Correct. How'd you know?
I don't know.
Oops, I gave away one.
Yeah, Ben David.
How many does he do?
75.
Nope.
What?
Higher.
100.
100 to 110, yeah. And who else?
And
who? Well, the last guy comes in home games on Saturday. And
Mike Smith.
Michael Jack. And Spanish broadcast, can you do them?
Bill, whatever.
Nope. Play by play is
Danny Martinez.
And of course, color is the one and only.
What?
Come on. The 94 WIP.
Ricky Ricardo.
You don't know that?
I know that. I thought he showed in New York.
What? Stop.
That's a week of
He does Phillies and he does Eagles. Come on.
I think he do Eagles, but I think there's a Wikipedia.
No, he does. No, believe me, I've heard it here. Angelo plays the call. Pirates.
No.
Paul, can you button?
Bob Walker.
Correct.
Greg Brown.
Greg Brown is correct. All right. Tim. Is that we're running out of time? Oh, no.
I don't know. We'll do this again.
We got about, that's it. We have four left. Come on. St. Louis Cardinals.
Too many.
There's four teams left. Let's go. Cardinals.
I don't know. Yeah.
Dan McLaughlin or Rick Horton.
Yeah.
Along with Al Horosky and Tim McCarver. San Diego Padres.
Dick Evans.
Right.
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 Mark Grant.
All right, good. San Francisco Giants.
Mike Kuko and Dwayne Kuiper. John Miller is on TV when the games are airing on NBC Channel 4.
Right.
Right.
And your friend.
Dave
Carter. Right. And the last but not least, Washington Nationals.
He's above that now because he does the Friday college football games with Matt Brown.
Okay. Washington Nationals.
Bathroom in the FBC. Enjoy wherever it flies.
You just missed the Cardinals. That was it. The only one you missed out of all 32. I'm surprised you missed that one.
Yeah. What's that, 31?
Cousin Call's in the queue here. Hold on.
I don't think we can take
him. Might go out overtime. Go ahead. Pass him
in. Oh, can you hear?
Jamie, I can hear you. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
I listened to Mike and Mike yesterday, and they were talking about the future Eagles quarterback. They're already moving away from Sam Bradford. They were debating whether Colin Kaepernick or RG3 would be better in Eagles offense than Sam Bradford. What do you think?
Well, I think that all viable, all people should carry one of that. I think Kaepernick will be better because he's a little smaller, so I think he could get around a little more feet of foot than Robert can. I know Robert is also a big running guy. I mean, God, he won the Heisman Trophy for it. But if I had to pick, I would say Kaepernick.
You take Kaepernick. They say they might drop him. They get out of his contract next year. So that would be pretty
interesting. I don't think that would be a bad idea the way he's been playing.
That is true. So tomorrow night, how are we going to attack him, Jamie? We got to have a 100-yard rusher, a receiving corps.
Yeah,
a little
I do
weak
think
this week.
What we have to do is really attack him through the run and get the pass popping and see if they
can
really, like, run over them.
And I also noticed a little side news article this week. I was curious to get your thoughts if we should just flat out let go of Don Brown. The Don Brown era is over in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's over. It was quite over, but it is over. I think he'll get another shot. I mean, there's so many. I know that might be an unpopular opinion, but there's so many big, last men on the roster in the baseball side. I think we'll get another shot. But, yeah, the Don Brown era and the experiment with him has come to an abrupt end.
I can't remember a bigger bust in my recent memory. I'm not going to come up with anybody that comes close, unless Embiid never plays, but that's even different.
Yeah, that's looking likely, but that's to be determined. But I will be hard pressed. Anyone will be hard pressed to find one.
Jamie, my last one here as we head into the regular season. What's your ideal starting lineup based on what we're working with over the Sixers team?
I would like to see Kenneth, McConnell, Samson, Noel, and whoever they put in at the time. I don't know who we even play at. Aldemir, the rotating cast of characters.
So what do you think over-under on wins? What's your over-under?
Well, with Okafor, I think so that's it. Kenneth, McConnell, Samson, Noel, and Okafor. That's the prize. I think maybe 23 wins is about time.
23 wins. I bet I didn't look at what Vegas says. I know they're saying 29 for the Knicks, so I bet they're going lower for the Sixers. It might not be a bad guess.
I think 23 will be easier. Close to the border if you wanted to
send
that.
All right, well, I might take that one to the bank. And last right. question, David. Give me your best fantasy one day fantasy quarterback going this week.
My best one day fantasy quarterback is either one of the two people I get in the start. Landry Jones or Zach Martin. They're so cheap, and they might give you big.
Wow, all right. So you're saying spend your money elsewhere and go with one of those guys.
Yeah, I think it's one of those weeks that you want to get a big high-priced running back if you can.
All right, good advice.
All right.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, bye. We're finally done. This show is over.
Thank you.
Come on. We're going to just drop them off your grandma. She wants to.